It's nice to see you today. We're talking all about women and attributes of God that are displayed in women. So I took on the topic of comfort and God's comforting love. He's the God of all comfort. We're going to jump right into the scriptures. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. That's a bit of a mouthful, but let's break it down. The first thing is the God of all comfort. It's a little bit of a nerd moment, but the word comfort there, parakleseos, I think that's how you say that, is in like a genitive form. It's in a possessive form, which means that all comfort, what Paul is talking about there, is owned by something. It's possessed by something, and it's possessed by God. He is the owner of all comfort. It originates with him, and anything that we see on earth that comforts us or the things that we have in our own lives that comfort others are all just point back to God and his origin as a comforter. All right, so when does he comfort? When the need arises, at any hour, at any day. I'm going to go about to blast through a bunch of scriptures, so just hang on to your Bibles and onto your seats. Psalm 94:14, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Matthew 5:4, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Isaiah 51:12, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mere mortals, human beings who are but grass? Psalm 118:5, when hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. Psalm 147:3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 119:76, let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. So when does he comfort? When you're anxious, when you're fearful, when you're in mourning, when you're hard pressed, when life has you stressed out and you feel like you're in between a rock and a hard place. He comes in all those situations and he covers you with his love and he covers you with his comfort. He brings himself. And when he comes near and when you have his presence, then all bets are off. Everything changes. That's when you know that you're going to be okay. So how does he comfort? In my own life, I've always found that I'm most comforted when I know that he's near, when I can feel his presence. I mean, it's one thing for somebody to tell you, God is right here. He's right in front of you. But when you taste it for yourself, that changes everything. When you just sit in the presence of God, it's not even that you have to work anything up. When you just say, okay, Lord, I need you. And then you feel him right there. That's it. You're fully comforted in that moment because the God of all comfort has made himself known to you. And I just quoted a bunch of Psalms that I just listed off. But in those places, those are testimonies of David talking about how the Lord met him when he needed comfort. When he was running for his life, when people were trying to murder him left and right, he found comfort in God and in his presence. Why did he find his comfort in his presence? Because he was near to God. He wasn't writing psalms and testimonies about the goodness and comfort of the Lord when he was out living in the land of the Philistines. No, it was when he was near God that he was able to sing of those testimonies and sing of the goodness of God and how he knew the Lord was there even in his hardest times. Comfort denotes closeness. A hug. Oh, you need a comforting hug. That's comfort right there. A comforter. That big old blanket you got on your bed. When you get all wrapped up in it, it makes you feel safe. It's cozy. There has to be a closeness, a contact there. So it's the same thing with God. There has to be a closeness to God, a nearness to his presence, having contact with him. That brings comfort. That's just how it is. Isaiah 66:13. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. This is an incredible scripture, and it fits right into all about women. So how does God choose to display his comfort? How does he tell Israel, hey, I'm your comforter? He gives them a picture of a woman comforting her son. Just as a mother comforts her son, I will comfort you. He's saying, hey, that love that a mother has when she's comforting their child, that came from me, and so I will do that for you. I comfort you just as your mother did. This is cross-generational, cross-cultural. Everywhere on the globe, there's love of a mother for their child and that comforting nature, that come into my arms. Come on, it's going to be okay. And that comes right from God, but he's chosen to display that in women. He's given that picture of his comfort through women to the whole world. That's just a display of his glory and of his goodness. He makes himself known as the comforter by relating it to a comfort of which we are all familiar, that love of a mother, or that love of a woman. And I mean, some of us, I am not a mother. I have no children, but I have a mother. And I had grandmothers and even knew my great-grandmother. And I know, you know, when it's like, oh, you're just having a rough time of it. Sometimes you just need that comforting nearness of that presence of your mom. Well, it's the same thing. I need the comforting presence of God. And then sometimes that's all it takes and you're okay after that. And if you don't have a mother or you have a strained relationship, then there are mothers in the church. There's spiritual mothers who do that same thing. They offer that available ear. They offer that comfortable atmosphere where you can just rest and just being near them even sometimes just to lay your troubles and lay your worries. It just brings peace to your situation because they can speak life back into you. So women by nature, we have that comforting aspect of our characters. And then as Christians, even doubly so, because we have the Holy Spirit living in us. So not only are we comforters by nature, but we have the God of all comfort residing inside of us, living inside of us through the Holy Spirit. So that means you're like comfort central of just bringing peace to people, of easing and alleviating and assuaging fears and anxieties. That's what you're called to do. And in that scripture, 2 Corinthians, it talks about this comfort that we've experienced for ourselves, that we go out and comfort others, that it's not meant, that gift is not just meant for us to house into our own personal life, but then we take that experience in our personal lives and pour it out onto others. So then you, as a woman, as a Christian woman, have this amazing gift and opportunity to pour out onto other women and comfort them and tell them what the Lord has done in your life. You get people to a place of receiving and remembering Jesus, remembering the presence of God and tasting of the presence of God. I mean, it's a major win if all you do is just remind people of Jesus and you get them to a point where they can experience Jesus for themselves. You set that up, you've set them up for success. You know, teach a man to fish, feed him for whatever, same concept. You teach somebody how to get into the presence of God, they're good. They're gonna be skyrocketing. So this is what we do as women, this is what we do as Christians. We just pour out his comfort that we've received onto others. He did this by speaking scripture over people, by listening, by being an available ear that's not gonna worry or anything. You just listen. Sometimes it just means you're baking muffins and saying, I'm thinking of you and I love you. It means maybe praying for people. I remember when my grandfather had passed many years ago, I was a teenager and I was on a retreat and he had just passed and I was in the corner crying/praying, and my youth pastor came over and prayed for me. And even in that moment, it wasn't that she said anything like, oh, here's a scripture, this is from the Lord, I have a word from you. It was just a comforting hand laid upon me and then experiencing the nearness of God, and that changed things. I still remember that, and that was 10 years ago. So just being that to other people, being the light of Christ, being the love of Christ, and being the comfort of God. So I just want to encourage you to be that to people and then experience that for yourself. Know that God is with you all the days of your life and that he is the God of all comfort and he has you covered in every situation. I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.